Geology. We don't know where the trilobites nor ammonites are, nor even one another at times. The layers, hard to discern. Are we to decide if the burr of the wood pigeon comes first, or the rolling boil of sparrow chatter? Sheep must be next, but their bells separate in intermittent clanking. Songbird solos scatter themselves in shadows, excepting when their chorus lay their veil over olive trees, almond trees, green, the green, the green. And where is your dancing? Interpreting troubled bridges, daffodils in a river, for a laugh, for both our laughs, though mine is more a smile at glimpsing your individual strata, and how some lie clean, far apart from one another. How they might be different to mine, not compressed, not molten streams, interrupting seams, forming strange, unruly rocks. How nothing breaks loose, everything holding the line. Tove and Frida, on love and freedom. We keep our lovers in a house next door, a possible A4 ruled margin away, enough to separate, to invite walking along lines, through attics, across a roof bridge. Not lovers like Prince George's, snuck in via tunnels, fresh from the sea, through whimsical pavilion walls, blind to dragon ceilings and views of a pleasure dome. Not lovers for a seaside town, something for the weekend, but seaside town. Something with an edge, shorelines to breach, a beach from which to cherish rocks. True loves, for whom fish swim through an apex of rafters. Spider monkeys swing on guardrails in the sky. Loves who aren't leaving, nor are ever asked to. Lovers held next to skin and kept at a foxtrot distance. Lovers always there and not. Hidden, painted in, seen. Absolutely necessary, desperately desired. Almost as much as the sphere of space, the empty air, we breathe to let new stories in, keep the old ones out.